Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. Oh. I cannot be
welcome, Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you with us tonight. We're shouting glory, hallelujah, wherever you are around the world. We're thankful for you.
We are thankful for you.
And we're glad that you're here. And any way we can be a blessing, we definitely want to be that blessing to you. In Jesus' mighty name, here we go to the live stream on Facebook. There you guys are. Glory, hallelujah. Welcome, Facebook.
Welcome, welcome.
All of our wonderful community of faith.
Glory, hallelujah. Welcome, Facebook.
It's good to see you here with us tonight. We made it through the maze and arrived on time.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I have a feeling that when we get to heaven, one of the first questions is going to be, do you know Jesus? All right, that was all dumb things I was going to say, so I'm not going to say them. I'm just going to skip all that. All right, and I decided right there that that stuff just need to go away. Phyllis K. Raymond's first one in.
No, I see Felicia.
No, Phyllis, I can tell. I can see right here.
Hi, Phyllis. Hi, Felicia. We love you guys. We're glad you're both here.
Isn't that something? I have Phyllis on here first and Felicia on there first. I don't care which of you was first. I just want a piece of pecan pie.
So is the fast being a challenge for anyone besides us?
What? 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 Wanting pie? There's nothing wrong with wanting pie on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., is there? Pie is from the Lord. He said you're going to live in the land of milk and honey and apples. And it's going to be an abundant land flowing. That's why you want hot apple pie with ice cream, a la mode. I only made that once.
Oh, I love pecan pie.
Well, hey, you know, in the day we live, you can just go down to Walmart and buy a fake one. We don't know whether there are real pecans on there, or pecan, however you guys say it, real pecans on there. Or not, if it's just something that they made crunchy out of cardboard. Anyways, welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
How was that for a big welcome?
That
was a welcoming committee. We're glad you guys are here. What'd you have for supper? Oh, that's right. We're all fasting. We had air pudding. That's what we had for supper. Hey, everybody, Phyllis, we love you too. We love you too. We really do. Rah, rah, roo. Kick him in the shoe. Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, it's good to have you with us tonight.
It is good to have you with us.
Rah, rah, ree, kick him in the knee. All right. Hey, quit kicking people. That's not very nice. All right, let's just try this, see if this works now. Lord Jesus. If you guys only knew what we conquered in the last 5 minutes before the program started.
I'm not sure we conquered it.
Oh, we conquered it. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, that is the correct one. If you can get the titles right, that is the right one.
I can actually find a button to make it show up. Everybody pray real hard right now. Yes. Oh, Lord, help us. Oh, Lord, help us.
Help us.
Well, it's the strangest thing you've ever seen.
I think to eat pizza and fruitcake. I love both of those, Phyllis. Bless your heart. It's amazing.
What a torturous position to be in.
Yeah.
We feel so sorry for you. May the Lord have mercy on your poor soul in the mighty name of Jesus. All right. There's screen one. Hey, we got it. We got it. Look.
Yay. Yay.
2022, the meme year for you. What's it? Oh, theme of the year.
You know how Roger talks about his flying phone? He's able to see a flying computer from this side of the desk.
Oh, Jesus, help us.
You're still fasting chocolate-covered cherry. You go, Phyllis. We're proud of you.
Good to be here with this blessed and enlightened group. No, don't ask us why that's so funny, but woo, Jesus. Oh, goodness sakes alive. In the last 5 minutes, we overcame.
Let's face it, in the last 2 hours, we've had to overcome a whole bunch. Thank you, Lord.
Woo! All right, well, here we go. This is the theme of the year. 2022, I am rewarding you. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers and the God of the immediately. Now, how's that look on you guys' phones? Talk to us. Please, somebody talk. Somebody do something. Well, there you go. You can see it.
Rebecca had chicken and broccoli and ham and cheese. Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
I thought you guys were fasting. Oh, no. That's
you only
sweet.
Told them no sweets this week.
Look at Dan. Potatoes, burgers, and cheese crumbled with fried together with ginger tea. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Why did we ask you guys what we have, what you had for supper?
Well, What did you have, Phil?
What did we have for supper? We have a really nice glass of energizing drink that we're having right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Is this the new way you're giving notification? I'm here tonight. Well, Roger, this is what I've come to understand in sending you notifications. You don't seem to get the Facebook ones that come through Messenger, but every time I send you one by the text, you get it. And then we see you in a matter of a couple minutes. So I'm not sure what's going on with it, but we are going to text you unless you don't want that. Because the others don't seem to get to you effectively like texting does.
Like Dan says, it looks good, so that's good.
Thank you, Brother Dan.
Tomato soup.
Tomato soup.
With for filling bread. With a bread bowl, Roger. Yum.
Now,
chicken and dumplings, that is volunteer for will be tomorrow night. Yum. Who volunteered you? For where? At home?
And then there's the first of the month. How does that look? I am your exceeding great reward. Just a heads up, the chicken and dumplings. Pew. Wow.
Wow.
No, we're focused on our fast.
We are focused on our fast. Amen. Be strong, Pastor.
Hey, Mary, Pastor Rick is with us. How you doing, Mary?
Hi,
Rebecca
Mary.
Smith is here. Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, Roger.
My husband made it known that he wanted that when he came home. Oh, well, that's awesome.
Go.
So he's going to be home and you get chicken and dumplings. Hallelujah.
Mary said, thank God I have a repaired pellet burner and it is over 70 degrees in the house.
Woo!
Woo! Jesus help us.
For the first time in what? In about a week. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah.
Blog tight. All right. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Phone call, Barb. Tell Barb to hang up. You got church to go to, or tell her to come join church with you and she can talk to you while you're at church. It's the only place where you go to church and you can actually talk to people during church. Because if you're ever with us in a live service, please don't talk out loud in church. That's not too well accepted there.
Unless you're one of those back pewers, they do.
No, it's not well accepted there at all. Well, glory, hallelujah. We're getting off to a good start. I God's doing a new thing. And I'm using fasting sweets, but not today. Wow. All right, well, we're fasting sweets. Does anybody have a pecan pie we could have a bite of?
Phyllis does. Or no, she didn't have pecan, did she?
All right. Looks like our slides are here. Nope, that one changed. Isn't that something?
What one changed?
That one.
Oh.
Don't worry about it if you can't. Oh, he took a... Just some. Well, hallelujah. Let's get back to the pecan pie. Makes my mouth water.
Me too. I haven't had that in so long, and I love pecan pie.
Woo! Pecan pie makes my mouth water. And it almost makes me say, I'll be back to fasting in a while, Lord. I need a piece of pecan pie.
Hmm.
Well, the reality is, guys, you know, we have to.
What does ish mean?
I think it means shed.
Oh.
They took them out and put them in the shed.
Where did they live? pecan pies are in the shed, guys.
The pecan pies are in the shed. Nobody, shh, don't tell Phyllis we heard her. All right. Now, everybody take a look up here at the screen.
Right,
this
guys.
Is the third.
Finished. We have to finish our holiday pies. I agree. And this is the theme of the year on the screen now.
You seem to be able to talk. I like this statement that God made for us. All right. I am rewarding you.
Hallelujah.
I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers and the God of the immediately. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. A taste of the pecan pie, then you could get credit twice on fasting.
Well, that's a great idea. Too funny. So does that mean every time somebody tells us what they ate, we get double credit? Hallelujah.
Ah, that's good. That's really good, Dan. That's really good, man.
Who said that? That's funny. Dan did.
Now now the next time you're casting out demons, say, I gave up pecan pie 37 times.
There you go.
Oh, that's a good one. Wow, wow, wow. Wow. You know, that's the joy of all of us getting together like this, guys. You know, God's leading us to a whole new level of us. You want to say it with me? I'm going to a whole new level of me.
I'm going to a whole new level of me.
I am.
Amen.
I am. I'm going to a whole new level of me.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen my pen where it went?
No.
You steal my pen again, love?
No.
I bet you did. And you're just not admitting it because I'm talking to you about it on the phone. I can tell. I mean, in front of everybody.
Are you going to read that document or do you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, do you need your pen?
No, I got it.
Okay. I am your exceeding great reward. I am rewarding everyone according to their work. I love it. Genesis 15:1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward.
Can you imagine God said to that, oh my goodness, tonight Sister Leanne's going to teach the lesson, I can't seem to talk English, or everybody's going to get the gift of interpretation.
Rebecca, your pen's on the floor over there. You guys,
you can't see me. I can only see you.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Revelation 22, 12-14. And behold, I am coming quickly.
Oh my goodness.
And my reward is with me.
Hallelujah.
To give to everyone according to his word.
Hallelujah.
I am the Alpha and the Omega. That gives me Holy Ghosties when I say that. I am.
I know it. I love it.
The Omega. Can you imagine here? I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we might as well get started.
Yep.
And thank you for the fun and fellowship and friendship and family. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. You're all wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for making this a good place to be. I am, I'm so proud of, I'm so blessed that everything started on time. Because in the last half an hour, there was just a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But we just kept looking at it saying, uh-uh, Jesus is Lord and you submit.
Amen.
And tonight's going to be a good night.
I'm always fun to be with. Well, that's true, Rebecca. We've always seen the evidence of that here.
Okay. Well, everybody get ready. I think that this is going to be a night we laugh all night. Isn't that cool? Laughter does good like a medicine. Amen. That's good. That's good. Well, I say it regularly to Sister Leanne. Aren't you just glad to have me in your life? And don't you feel so blessed?
He does say that all the time. And I laugh. But he really is. It just makes me laugh when he says that. I'm like Rebecca.
I'm not sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. All of you that are fasting to grow closer to God and be more humble, why don't you just add with it? I'm very fun to be. One thing about us tonight, we don't have an evil heart of unbelief departing from God. We're enjoying the joy of the Lord. Oh, my goodness, they're alive. All right, well, glory, hallelujah. Brother Roger, I don't have an I love the word yet, but I'm sure looking for one.
Yeah, he hasn't said anything, has he?
But we'll get one up in a minute. So I'll look around the room. If your favorite COFer is not with us,
call him, text him, message him, and send him on over. Oh, Roger's eating his tomato soup bowl. That's why
he's eating his tomato soup bowl. Amen, brother.
There's the I love the word. There
chomp,
you go.
Chomp on, brother. Chomp on. There you go. We got two of them now. Here they come. I love the word.
We got it. Go ahead and finish eating now. We're sorry to interrupt you.
Here we go. So, let's rise and we'll get started. How would that be?
All right.
I love the word and I love the United States of America.
Amen.
Amen. And let's get ourselves started tonight like we always do. Standing in the gap, making up the hedge.
Oh, my goodness. For some reason, layaway got confused and thought you were married to Mary Pastorek. When we first met Mary, we also thought she was married to a pastor named Rick. So it stands to reason. Okay, I'm done interrupting now. Go ahead. No, go ahead, Roger, and eat. You don't have to text. Go ahead and finish eating.
Oh, yeah, eat, Roger. We're all just laughing over here, and right in the middle of trying to be serious and honor somebody, we're laughing and making jokes and everything. Oh, my goodness. One thing about it. If you can't laugh at and with yourself, who else are you going to laugh at? Might as well enjoy life.
Might as well.
Might as well enjoy life.
Amen.
And May it always be said about this community of faith that we're real people and we know how to enjoy life. The last thing I want anybody to say is we're just a bunch of rigid old stuff shirt religious people. We don't want that. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. And you know what that means? It means in the middle of it all, God's moving. And if he moves on us with laughter and joy, we're going to go ahead and laugh.
Amen.
Amen. And
joy of the Lord is our strength.
You know, he snuck up on us a couple times. Because we laughed right during communion.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
The two biggest belly laughs we've ever had on this program was right during communion. And you know what? It's all right because it was very much God. It was very much God.
Yes, it was.
And you know, if your sins are forgiven and you're walking in the Spirit, that's going to produce righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. And that is guaranteed to produce joy inside of you. And if you have joy in here, then you're going to laugh and chuckle at the easiest things. Because you're not going to be an old sourpuss, sucking old sour persimmons and acting like you got a diet of dill pickles. No, we got the joy of the Lord. And even when we're fasting, glory be to God. Let's have a good time in God. Amen. Well, here we go. I think we are now ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance. So, here we go. Rise together with me. And let's say, make our Pledge of Allegiance tonight. Render your honor. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who paid the last full measure of devotion, those who bear the scars of combat in their spirit, soul, and body. This moment of silence is in honor of every of the families of the fallen who will stand somewhere today, in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds. In honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
That's it.
Here we go. Let's begin with our opening prayer. Wow. Father, we pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history, on this night and every night, we join with the voices of every great patriot, every person down through history that has ever said and prayed for your blessing on the United States of America. Say it with me. God bless America. May God bless America in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless us with righteousness. You have. You've blessed us with abundance. We thank you. You've blessed us with peace on our shores. We thank you. You've blessed us with godly leadership who know you and walk with you. We thank you. You've blessed us with a group of politicians that love you, love America, love freedom, and they're not backing down. You have blessed us. We thank you for your blessing on this great nation tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you blessed us with righteousness and holiness. You've filled us with your Spirit. You've made us ministers of reconciliation, ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. And besides that, we the people. And we stand today for our great nation, and we declare, say it with me. This is supposed to be a tile, but somewhere it didn't get here, but just say it with me. Say this. Say, I bind the thief.
I bind the thief.
You can't steal, kill, and destroy America.
You cannot steal or destroy America.
And we loose life and life more abundantly.
And we loose life and life more abundantly.
All across the United States of America.
All across the United States of America.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for the blessing of unity. Thank you that you have given us a commanded blessing of life evermore, and it's on our unity as we stand together in the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Now, I want everybody to make this confession as boldly as you can make it, all right? Because when one of us puts 1,000 to flight, and two of us puts 10,000 to flight, and we don't know how many three of us does. We know one angel put to flight and wiped out an army of 185,000 people. That's a huge army. Make this declaration with us. There is one body and one Spirit, just as we are called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all.
But
to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Thank you, Jesus. Say it. In him I live.
In him I live.
I move and have my very being.
In
the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless the fivefold ministry all across this nation and around the world right now. We hook into that international network of faith and prayer, and we speak it boldly again, just like we did earlier. We pray for blessing in every church that is having church right now tonight. It's Wednesday night. All across America, churches are gathering. People are gathering. If they're not, because some fool politicians got them locked down, in the name of Jesus, stand on your constitution and be bold. And in Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
Say this with me. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus the Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Say it with me. I'm built up.
I'm
edified.
I'm edified.
I'm no longer tossed to and fro.
I'm no longer tossed to and fro.
I am a mature believer.
I am a mature believer.
And I am bringing my supply.
And I am bringing my supply.
Right now tonight.
Right now tonight.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we got many foolish and wicked men in our nation. Deliver us from them.
Amen.
Deliver us from them. May your judgment remove those out of office who will not change.
Yes.
We're not asking you to destroy them. We just deny them the right to stay in our offices another day. And we declare we have Daniels and Josephs and Esthers and Gideons and Samsons and Joshuas who fill their position. Men of God who stand up and do the will and the work of God.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. You want to say it with me? Revival in the executive branch.
Revival in the executive
Revival
branch.
In the legislative
Revival
branch.
Revival in the legislative
Revival
branch.
In the judicial branch.
Revival in the judicial branch.
We declare unanimous decisions from the Supreme Court.
Unanimous decisions from the Supreme Court.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And then tonight, Lord, we bless our military and our police, our fire and our rescue, those who take care of us and keep us in peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. We bless them tonight. We bless those who've already gone on and they laid their life down. and the duty of this great nation. We bless their families. You said, there is no greater love than a man would lay down his life for a friend. So, Father, these families who have sown the greatest seed of love that America can know, they gave up their loved one for the rest of their life so that we could live all of our lives. We bless these families today. Bless the wounded. We call you healed. We bless you. We call you healed in Jesus' mighty name. We declare no more trauma has any effect on you. Not another day. Not another day. Amen. Angels of the Lord, every warrior has a guardian angel. We declare that they learn to trust that guardian angel and they walk toward the light right now and they receive the healing and blessing of Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name. Ready? Patriot prayer of dedication. Say it boldly from the depths of your heart so that this rings down deep inside of you every time we say it. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Long, 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 long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Now, thank you for your faith with us.
Yes.
Every day, what we do here is going to be a healing room every day because that's what God said it was. So every time we come here, more than likely, we're going to get people who who need prayer. So what are we going to do? You and I are going to pray for him. What is going on with the video here? There we go. But thank you for joining with us in prayer. Yeah. I know I say it often, but I really want everyone to see this. That's why I've been showing us these slides on Ephesians chapter 4. Because you have a gift and you have a grace. And anytime someone shows up here and they need us to pray, I may not be able to just stop right in the middle of the teaching. Well, I can't stop all the time because the devil will send somebody all the time and we'll never get anywhere. All right. But the healing room is they come and say, I need prayer. And immediately all of you jump right on that and begin to put a prayer in there.
Yeah. Thank you.
It works.
Yeah.
And the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avails much, and you the righteous, and I the righteous, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, let's pray for us. Father, I bless the community of faith. We bless our brothers and sisters. Sister Audrey had a cousin that just passed away this morning. Sister Francetta, cap died, which is a real thing to all of us. And Father, in my own family, our dear sister Lori went to heaven. Our cousin Lori went to heaven. Cousin Colton, Carrie Johnson went to heaven. Brother Chalmers in heaven. No more in heaven. Everybody should stay here, okay? Danny Bethke's family. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that there's healing on the inside of our being. I declare that we automatically grab a hold of you, Jesus. You bore our griefs. You carried our sorrows. And you delivered us from them. We thank you for it. Father, I thank you that you heal the brokenhearted. It's what you said about Jesus. And so we speak it now to all of these families. Chris Davis family, the Vic Davis family, Sister Kathy's in heaven now. Bless their children, Lord. Bless every one of these families. Mary Pastor Rick's church family, the Big Dad Weave family, losing their drummer to COVID. The power guys, the power team, losing their main leader. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak healing, and may wonderful people step up in their place and fill these gaps in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak healing into people's lives right now because by his stripes we're healed. Lord, those that have gone through a divorce, and they're in the middle of that confusion, and they don't know what's going on, I declare life and life more abundantly to you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. For everyone that's connected, that since COVID's happened, nothing seems normal anymore. In Jesus' name, may you find your normal in Jesus as a bold warrior of the cross. Crushing our enemy everywhere he is. That's your new normal. You show your head, we pound you down. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this right now. Bless our dear friends healing from surgeries and fighting the battle of health and strength. May the revelation come to them. Chris Timmer and Karen Timmer, we bless you. We bless your house. We declare in the name of Jesus, this home and all of its paperwork and all of its details, we command you, go smoothly and quickly. He's the God of the immediately and the God of the answers. We speak health to Clay's body and his soul and his spirit. We declare an infallible proof. The angels of God surrounding our brother and Sister Mary's son and that harvester that's out there reaping. We declare they reap this our brother Clay now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, bless Brother Rogers' chaplaincy corps and bless the bishop. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we say it again, COVID, your power is broken.
Amen.
Cancer, your power is broken in people's lives. And we speak life and life more abundantly. Raise them from the dead, Jesus. Raise them from the dead. I say to every one of you, get back here where you belong. By the name of Jesus and by the power of his holy word. In Jesus' mighty name. Ben Jackson, we command you, your lungs be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Complete restoration of your lungs. No damaging effect. We declare everyone, Sister Elisa Craig's family,
yes,
and Michelle Robinson, in the name of Jesus, life to you. Life to your friend, Sally Rice. Life to our sister, Becca, who's dealing with all of her family being there. We declare every one of them receive life and health and strength in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak healing to Christine Barkley in the name of Jesus. The revelation of the Holy Spirit of God functioning from the inside out. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty
name.
Evelyn Robinson. Father, we speak health to Evelyn Robinson. Haven't seen you in a while, ma'am, but we love you. And we speak life and health to you tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody shout a big amen. A big amen.
Big amen.
Big amen. Sound like a good song. Big, 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 big amen. Big amen. Do you have a big amen? Do you have a big, big, big amen?
There, you got a bunch of amen.
Who had a birthday? Somebody had a birthday. I saw it on Facebook. It's one of our folk. Who's having a birthday? Somebody's having a birthday. Huh. Brother Dan, is it your birthday?
The only one I saw was Carol Gordon.
Sister Gwen, you're going to have to type in the date of his birthday because he won't tell us.
He's like me. Nobody needs to know that.
No, I was on Facebook this morning. Somebody that's connected to one of us had a birthday.
Oh.
I wanted us to sing happy birthday to him. I should have wrote it down. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you. And now, hallelujah. Bella, that's who it was. That's who it was. Ready? We're all going to sing happy birthday to Bella and Aroni. One, two, three, go. Well, I was looking for a popper. We popped all the poppers the other night. What's up with that? How dare we pop all the poppers? I got one left. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bella. Happy birthday to you. And many more, and many more, and many more. Gabby has a birthday. The old song, give me the old time religion. It's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Now, happy birthday, Bella. We love you. Proud of your stance for righteousness and for God's blessing in your life. And be a mighty woman of God everywhere you go. All right? Let's get started here. Sister Felicia. Sister Felicia has asked a really good question, and I want us to get to it right away. And it's a good question, and it's one of those things that you and I got to continually, all the time, be saying, help us, Lord, to see it. What is the difference between calling and your grace? Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll just look at this. Ephesians chapter 4. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
I love the word. Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to read verse number 1, and then we're going to go down and read verse number 7. All right? I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. All right? Now, we're called to be righteous. We're called to be holy. We're called to be all kinds of things. And people want to make a call. You're either a preacher or a missionary or something. That is not what he's talking about. Although that can be what he's talking about. Verse 7. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Now, you and I have all been given a calling that was designed by God in heaven when he put you in your mama's womb. He gave you a calling. Many people only think that the preachers are the ones that's called, and it's just not true. There's people that are anointed to make money and bring it to the kingdom and help us build our buildings and build our colleges and universities and orphanages and help the hungry, feed the homeless and the naked, train men and women of God how to walk with God every day of our life. God has anointed people with money. I think about Brother Andrew Womack. What did he say? He's got $100 million worth of buildings? Something like that. Wait a minute. That's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And what is it all for? So that he and his staff can help people know who our God is. That's huge. That is a ministry that is huge, with a man with the most humble heart wanting to help people know our God.
Yeah.
That is just absolute. Matter of fact, didn't even order it, and got a book in the mail today from him. A good book. What is that man doing? He sowed a seed. That book's a $15 book. And he sowed it as a seed. Never asked for it. Why? Because he's a man of God. But see, there's a calling on every one of us. Somebody's got to be called alongside of us to help us do this work. You have a calling. You have a gifting. You have an enabling. And God is going to put his grace, his enabling power on the inside of you. Mm-hmm. To each one of us, grace, that is his empowering presence, was given to us, and it's given to us according to the gift of God that he put on the inside of us, which is our calling to go reach the world. How cool is that? Say it with me. I am gifted. And I am called.
And I am called.
And because of it, God's put grace on me. Now, who'd ever thought that a gifting and calling would be putting verses in on a screen?
Us.
But see, that's what makes this go. I'm going to be teaching on tithing and giving this year, because God wants us to all go to God wants us to all go to a new level in him. And that means got to understand more, and then he's going to empower us to do more, and then understand more, and then do more, and then understand more, and then do more, and then our reach will be all over the world. What? Why not you and I just take what we got here and absolutely spread it everywhere around the world?
Amen.
You might say, well, Pastor, nobody's ever done it. Young E. Cho did it in the 1980s with videos and satellite TV in 1980. Young E. Cho put on a communion service that went all around the world in 1980. Nobody caught on to what he was doing much. But he did it.
It had like 80,000, wasn't it?
It was like 800,000 that was on that communion. It was huge. But he had a million people that were a part of his church. A million that was a part of his church. No, see, the only reason we're not, we don't think those thoughts is we've been trained to think about our little building with a little plaque on the wall, and we gave $17.35 last night, last week, and there was 35 of us here. That's the most limiting factor you're ever going to have in your life. Although all of that says limit, limit, small, 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 small. And that is not God. And that is not God. And God wants us to go. So your gift and your calling is what God put in you when you were born. Jeremiah chapter 1. Let's go look at it real quick. This. All right. Jeremiah chapter 1. Shared my first YouTube reading. There you go, Mary. Preaching the gospel. There's Mary. She's preaching. Mary's flowing in her gift, functioning in her grace. It's real difficult work, but it sure is work. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it. Listen, if oh my goodness. You say it.
Let's
try a different word. Get out of here, all right? Jeremiah 1, 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. What does that mean? Sanctified means set apart. Now, this guy, he ordained him to be a prophet to the nations. That's not for everybody, but every single person that was in a womb has a plan from God. I want you to think about this. You have a lady, and she's walking and living her life, and she's in a dark area and don't know where she's at, and she gets raped. As soon as there's conception, God gives that baby a plan and a calling and a gifting and an enabling, and now God's doing his best to get the grace to you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mary. The reading the word chronologically is fantastic. It is. It is. Jeremiah, the verses, I'm not coming on the comments. Yeah, we can see you, Roger, on the comments.
Yeah, you are. You're here.
We like you. We're here. Keep us shouting. Y'all come back now. You hear? I like it. You see, let's go down here a little farther. Look at Jeremiah. We're going to go clear down through 10, 4 through 10, 5 through 10. I'll give you a minute to get caught up. I know, Mary, I'm loving that. I'm loving it, reading that Bible through like that. Share that everywhere. Everybody share it. Share it with your friends. Tell them, Pastor's got a new revelation about Job, but nobody ever said. I'm going to share it with you tonight about Job. Get yourself on there with us tonight. All right, some of you are going to be asleep, I know, but make sure you watch it. You'll get it in the morning, and make sure you watch it, because God gave me a revelation last night. I didn't say anything because I'm like, wow, I don't know about that. But then today I was doing a serious amount of study on it, and it's like, there it is. There it is. And it's powerful. And there's a lot of people that's given me back, you know, communication that this is a blessing. Here we go. Look at verse 6. Then I said, Lord, I can't speak. I'm just a kid. That's what Jeremiah said. But what did God say? Verse 7. Do not say I'm a kid, for you shall go to all whom I send you to. There's about 10 of you that right now are getting a revelation that God's talking to you right now. Do not say I'm you. For you will go to everyone I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Verse 8, do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Jeremiah was young, and so standing in front of people saying, thus, that was kind of frightening to him. I can use a refill if you'd like. Thank you, with another teaspoon of syrup in it. All right, so God's telling him, you're going to speak to everybody and do not be afraid of them. The Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. I have this day set you over the nations over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, and then what? Plant and build. What did Jesus say? We studied it last month. Every tree in me that he didn't plant is going to be uprooted. Well, what is it? What is Jeremiah talking about? My God. God is saying, I'm going to send you to places that you're going to have to tear down religion. You're going to have to root it out. You're going to have to throw down the altars of Baal. And then when you get done, plant and build. Point your finger at yourself and say, he's talking to me. It's real easy to say, I don't have nothing to say. And then watch your friends on Facebook dying and sick and diseased. And you don't ever pray for them. Get on Facebook and be as bold publicly as we are right here. You know why? Because everybody that's watching that, putting the praying hands up, is like, I wish somebody pray a prayer. And when you say one bold, man, people start liking it right, real quick. Why? Because they need somebody that knows how to pray to write a prayer right there on that post on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, wherever you're at. Wherever you are. I put a prayer on a YouTube video a while back and didn't get no response. But like 3 days ago, all of a sudden I got a YouTube notification that said, somebody said, thank you so much for your prayer. Why? That prayer opened up their heart, their eyes. They listened to the video. It's a powerful video of somebody singing or something. And I prayed a prayer on there and then put a timestamp up there of certain part of the video. Now everybody's going to hit that timestamp and that prayer will be held at the top of the YouTube comments, and everybody that comes is going to hear that prayer and be blessed by it. And you can do the very same thing. Behold, I have called you and I have gifted you and I have given you the grace, the empowering presence of God to get it done. And right here he said, I put my words in your mouth. Do not be afraid, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. Amen. Say it, Mary. Say a prayer. And don't give one of them mealy mouth prayers. Well, bless you, sister. I sure do love you. I pray you'll be all right. Just hang in there. No, that's a useless prayer. Bind the devil and loose God Almighty in their life. They're looking for somebody that's bold, that's got some fire inside their belly. And when you do, woo, God's going to get the glory and answers are going to come. Brother Rogers said, okay, there. Now y'all come here. Now question, how can you fall asleep when the word is good? I wish I could answer that question, Roger. One day I was at Dr. Barclay's church, and the usher saw me come in. I was the pastor there, and he said, up here, pastor. And he sat me right on the front row. And as soon as I sat down in that warm church that night, I couldn't stay awake for nothing. And Man, he's got TV cameras. And I'm falling asleep. I'm like, Jesus. And he's preaching a really good message. But what happens? When your body gets tired, you fall asleep. And if you're out in that cold and then you come in, it's real easy to fall asleep. And even when I'm fired up and preaching the house of fire filled with the Holy Spirit, you might have to get up and walk around, stomp your feet a little bit and shout, do a backflip, Roger. Love you, brother. It's when people don't communicate with people, whether it be family or friends. Oh, it's a serious problem on social media. So, Sister Felicia, am I answering your question effectively according to God's holy word? You know, watch this. I don't have this reference in the top of my mind, but I know where it is. There's a verse that says, your gift will make room for you. It's in the book of Proverbs 18:16. Yeah, come on. Got to figure out how to use this technology so we can hammer this thing. Proverbs 18:16. Don't worry. We're going to get to God's doing a new thing, and that's what we're teaching you right now. He's doing a new thing, and all of us are coming to a new level of understanding of the new he's doing inside of you. And guess what? He's going to fill you with power this year, and you're going to speak so bold that people are going to come and say, where did you get your boldness? And you're going to just say, it's the lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen. On the inside of me. Proverbs 18:16. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Now, ask another question, Felicia. It's all right, because if I'm making it clear as mud, I want to make it clear as pretty water. Proverbs 18:16. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. The gift, the calling, is what God put on the inside of you at birth. The grace is his empowering presence to help you do it.
Amen.
Am I saying it the right way?
That was good, yeah.
Your gift and your calling is what he put in you to do on this earth. The grace of God is his empowering presence to go do it. Because As soon as, it's like a new SUV. It's an Asunez. It's really cool. As soon as God's word is spoken about you and our enemy realizes you have a gift and a calling, he's going to do everything to oppose, distract, confuse, sidetrack you so you don't get it done. Now, he don't have the power to do it, but what he's going to do is try to get you distracted so you don't get it done. And that's where you got to just say it. No, God's doing a new thing in me. I'm going forward. I'm going in. I'm taking my land. And I am not going to back down one bit this year in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Mary, your calling is an encourager. You got to quit looking for it. You already know what it is. You are an encourager. You are a blesser, an encourager.
And a setter in order.
You really are. You got words of wisdom in your mouth. That's who you are. Don't hesitate. Don't be belligerent. Don't be nasty. Don't be mean. Don't be obnoxious. But be bold and bless people and help them. Not your family. You got to do it with somebody else because your family don't receive it.
Which is a very common thing.
Which is a common thing for all of us. Amen. So I have a need to help. I missed it.
Need to help with my calling. my grace is him making it possible.
It's not your grace, it's his grace.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that verse. Wait, this is awesome because we got to get this. I appreciate you saying it because if you have this question, so will a bunch of other folks. And everybody say it with me. God bless Mary's gizzard. Mary, you're not an old bird. Only birds have gizzards, not humanoids. Look at verse 7. Oh, my. Ephesians 4, 7. What's in this one? All right. Ephesians 4, 7. So if I have a need to help this, I'm missing that one. Read it, verse 7. But to each one of us, grace was given. To each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. You got your gift when you were born, and there's a grace. Let me get the word here. 7, where'd it go? When you break it down into the Greek word, is charis. There's a grace. There's a divine influence upon the heart. It is his empowering presence, his joy, his favor, his gifting, his pleasure. It's the goodness of God empowering you. His empowering presence to cause you to overcome and to fulfill that ministry that he's given you. Because here's what we got to realize. It's like me. I knew when I was 14. I knew when I was 14 that I was called to preach. But I actually never even really preached until I was 18. Just because you're called don't mean that you have enough sense to put it all together and say something. You got to figure out how to use the gift of God on the inside of you to bring that gift alive. There's many people who have been called at 14, 15 years old who had someone around them that would help them bring that gift alive. That's the grace of God coming on you to function in the calling that he's given you to do. But see, you don't have to sit around and go, oh, Jesus, what's my calling? Oh, Jesus, show me. Show me. Now, so you're getting into that weird thing. Don't go there. Just let him lead you every day. And the love flow that comes out of you for other people will reveal your gifting and calling to you.
Yeah,
and you follow the love flow of helping people, and all of a sudden, you'll find yourself right in the middle of your gift doing it, and God will say, see, I snuck up on you and got you.
Yeah.
Now, is that helping make it?
Making sense, yes.
No, and you preach for a little while. You preach, I'll pray in tongues. That way it's going to come out right.
That is what that verse is when it says he puts in the desires of your heart. He gives you the desire of your heart. He puts the desires in your heart for whatever you're gifted for, what he needs you to be doing. You'll automatically have an attraction to doing something. You'll love it,
mm-hmm.
and you'll flow well in it. Yep. You'll have like knowledge that you don't even know where it came from. For doing that, and all you have to do is keep moving in the direction that you love, and generally, like Pastor said, the things will just come to you
as you flow in that generation. As you flow in the things that you love and you enjoy daily, you'll begin to see who you are and why God put you on this earth. So the grace is him leading me to you. Yes. To making a way for me to get my degree. Yes. That's his empowering part to get you where you are. The encouragement from COF to restart the group, encouraging healthy lives.
Yeah.
Yes. But what it is, it's his empowering presence that when you go to do it, that grace, that empowerment will be on you while you're doing it. Don't do it in your own human flesh. Right. Don't, like your group, encouraging healthy lives. Don't let that just be a brain thing. Do that in the presence and power of God. And when every time you're there, say, God, you gifted me for this.
Yeah.
You put this gift in me. Now I need the grace to bring it to pass. And what grace is his empowering presence that gets in that gift to make it work.
Yeah.
As you guys can all tell, I'm very much gifted to preach. But if I didn't know how to use the grace of God, you'd sit here and be like, this dude's lost like a goose in the fog.
Yeah.
But see, I'm not lost like a goose in the fog because I learned when I first started Blog Talk Radio how to express myself when nobody was sitting in front of me.
Which is a tricky thing.
Oh, my. When you first get started, the first couple of audios, if you listen to my original Blog Talk Radio, there was long pauses. Because you say something, and then you're like, that would have been a good place for an amen, but there's nobody here to amen me. And so what do you begin to do? You begin to draw on the presence and power of God. It's his Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is what gives you the power to do this. He's anointed you, and as it comes through, that's called grace.
Yeah.
This is a good class right now.
Thanks, Felicia, for that question.
That's a very good class.
It is.
And grace is him leading you to make a way to get my degree. Yeah, leading you here. But it's not just leading you here. It's empowering you to be who you are here. And all of our gifts coming together to make COF the most amazing place anybody ever found. It's not just getting here. But his anointing helped you go through all that fog you were in when you first got here. That grace gift on you, the power of the Holy Spirit, burnt that stuff away. And then next thing you know, you're sitting here. I remember the first couple of emails with you. And you notice I was kicking the snot out of the devil and right from the beginning. But guess what? Look at where you are now. Look how blessed your family is now.
Yeah.
Because of the grace of God. It's not because of me. It's because of the grace of God that's flowing through me. And you've accepted it. And now his grace is helping you to become it.
Yeah.
You were getting ready to say something. I know you. You could, so say it.
I wasn't.
Amen. God gifted me for this. Amen, Dan. Amen. No problem if you pause. That is just a shorter span to gather your thought. Well, it's flow, Holy Spirit, flow. So, shakabundelevida, man. Here comes the glory of God. Wow. Glory, 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 glory. Now, Bathsheba. Woo! Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:16. Ephesians 4:16. I want you to look at this word. From whom the whole body, that's you and me and all of us, joined and knit together. And the fog is gone, Felicia. That fog is gone. And you're blessing my soul now. Wow. And this is the proof of what I'm saying right now. Because I didn't know Felicia. She was on one of our programs somehow. I don't even remember how. And I sent something to you and blessed you by a prayer by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And she had a real situation going on. But you know what? That real situation isn't even important today. You know why? Because God got in there and just absolutely worked it and has made the new creation, Felicia Eicher, every one of us. And every one of us here are a witness of what he's done for you. All right, Ephesians 4:16. It's not okay to make the preacher cry while he's trying to preach. Holy Ghost, Shomanda Lefere Kasakudim, we worship you tonight, Jesus. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Wow. Lift your hands to him and just receive him. Say, I receive you, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Manifest yourself, Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we pour all of ourself into people's lives. And we want to see it change their life. But if there's no desire for their life to change, it's not going to work. But you know what? For those that we put this This is why you and I got to be faithful to this ministry he's given us. Because there's another 1,000 people just like every one of you. I know. Ripley does the same thing. But I want you to see this, guys. I met a man here. I met him because I was carrying my Bible with me into a restaurant. Now, if you've never been around an oil boom town, that's not usually what men carry with them into the diner where all the tough oil-filled men go to eat. Get a big steak and a hamburger and mashed potatoes and gravy and all the cholesterol they need to go run the rig. But I don't know what it was. God just said to me, I want you to carry your Bible with you. Well, I'm a Bible man. I'm going to carry my Bible with me everywhere I go. And I didn't have no thought. Matter of fact, that day I'd gone to eat with Brother Tim Brown. We were having supper. And Tim and I sat back in the fire corner. And he had to get up and go to work. And I'm like, all right, dude, love you. And he got up and left. And I stayed and hung around. And, yeah, lots of gravy. Amen, Roger. Amen. This fast is going to end real quick if you guys keep talking about food. But when I stood up to leave, there was a man sitting at the table next to me. And he looked at me and he said, is that a Bible you're carrying? I said, yeah, it is. And because he talked to me, I turned around to the table. There was nobody else sitting there. He said, you carry that with you everywhere you go? I just pulled the chair out and sat down. Obviously, he's some kind of oil field worker. And God sent me here to help and bless these people. He goes, I don't think I ever saw anybody carry a Bible with them. I want you to get this. He went out the next day and bought a Bible for himself. The next day. I think he had to go to Salvation Army to get it. Maybe they had one at Walmart. I don't remember where he bought it, brother. But you might be listening tonight. I love you, man. And I've watched that man change since that night. I want you to hear this. What was my duty that day? To go eat with Brother Tim and be a blessing to him. And to carry my Bible. I didn't have to stand in front of that restaurant and preach. I just carried this Bible right there. I don't walk in the restaurant waving it like this. I just put it underneath my arm like this, carry it however. I'm not making a big deal of it, but I'm ashamed of it. And that brother's life has changed, just like Felicia's saying. Well, it's the perfect example of her question tonight. What's the difference between my calling, my gifting, and grace? Well, grace is the empowering presence of God to do it. Your calling is what you're supposed to go do. Man, I'm telling you, what a night.
And right now you're gifted to make pastors cry.
Yeah, don't make me cry tonight, all right? That ain't cool. Listen, if you keep it up, I'm going to have Leanne preach. What verse did we go to?
Ephesians 4:6.
Oh, that's right. And then Felicia started getting in my stuff.
Yeah.
Look at this verse. From the whole body. Can your calling be different from day to day? Well, your calling will always be the same. Who you use it and where you use it will always be a different place, but you're always going to be the same person.
And you'll have different things added to
it. And you'll have different things that's added to it. It's crazy to say this, but Felicia gave us a good understanding of it tonight. They are tears of joy. Stop it, Roger. Come on, man.
He just loves y'all so much. Why don't you come on over and we'll just have a group hug?
If there was a way to tell you everything that's causing this to come up. Very serious. All right. It's enough. Oh, where was I at?
There you go, Rebecca. We just need Bell to come over and hug.
I'm not down. I'm not depressed. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed with how God uses me. By God to be used. I really am. Now, for 5 years, one of my best friends in the ministry would come to my church every year and he would preach. When he would get done, he would say, Sam, you need to be on radio. And I'm like, first year, I'm like, oh, whatever, dude. I ain't going on radio. You know, I'm like, man, the last thing from my mind, I want to be on radio. All right? I went to school. My Bible college in high school was at a Christian school and Bible college that they had a radio station. Well, they played Bach and Chopin and all that weird stuff. And man, the weirdest preachers on there. God have mercy on that. All right. That was my view of radio. But he came back the next year. He's like, you need to be on radio. I'm like, dude, what's up with you? And come back the next year. And he's like, you need to be on radio. I'm like, oh, my Lord. What are you trying to tell me, Kim? He goes, I don't know. It's been 3 years now. Maybe you ought to listen. And Dr. Barkley's son-in-law is like, dude, you need to be on Ask the Pastor on TV. I'm like, I'm not going on TV, and I'm not going on radio, and I don't know what's up with all you guys. But do you see what God's doing? God's bringing you prophetic voices to you to say, hey, you need to get this happening. And now there's a supernatural empowerment by the Holy Spirit to help you. It's like Brother Roger being a chaplain. There's a supernatural by God Almighty, Holy Spirit power that comes on him when he's functioning. And you and I are going to continually hear him talk about miracles, signs, and wonders. We're going to hear about him from Sister Felicia's page. They're going to be like, wow, our lives are being transformed and set free. I'm not doing her page. She's doing that page. But the gift of God on this ministry and his grace flowing through it is causing every one of us to begin to do something that's going to totally impact our world. Because this right here can spread all over the whole world. And it should. If people were listening to the Holy Spirit throughout this last year, ministries like this should have exploded all over the whole world. I've yet to see very many that's just like this. Not that they're not out there. But, hey, God help us to do what we're supposed to do. Amen. Ephesians 4:16.
Here we go.
From which the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. Say it. I am a joint. And I'm bringing a supply.
I'm bringing my supply.
Now, I know you guys coming here like, yeah, Pastor, I ain't bringing anything here. I'm coming getting a lot, but I don't know how much I'm bringing. No, the very fact you're here with us every night to the best of your ability as often as you can be, you are transforming what this does and says. And your questions and your amens and throwing the verses in and praying for people, we have literally created a healing room where God said, I will have you known for who you are.
Yeah. Amen.
And that wasn't because of me. That's because he gave us this opportunity and stewardship. Then his grace comes to get it done. You guys hooked into that grace and look at us go. Look at us go.
Yep. And now you're the ones welcoming people in and making them part of the family and praying for them and teaching them. And...
Yeah. Now you're growing and establishing and helping people see. And who knows? You're going to, like, whatever Felicia's page is, what was it called? Healthy Living or something?
Something like that,
yeah, we bless that. We command it to go and be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Encouraging healthy lives, yeah.
Yes, that's it.
Wait, see, she's going to get into nutrition. She's going to get into exercise.
She already is.
She's going to be in all that stuff. I can't do that here, but you can get that there. You really can.
Oh, yeah.
You can. Let's look at it. Let's look another verse up. Brother Dan, everybody, help me find the verse where Paul said, I worked hard, but the grace of God worked more abundantly. That's the Apostle Paul speaking. And I should know right where that is, but I'm not sure where it is. But I want to get there next. Well, so while you guys are looking that verse up, I'm going to go back and finish this. Every joint supplies according to the effective work by which every part does its share. When you come here and bring your supply of grace, of wisdom, of knowledge, of prayers, of the Holy Ghost, finances, of peace and strength, and it don't matter. Everybody's got it. There's going to be a whole bunch of different supply you bring. As you bring it, this place is built and established and strengthened. This ministry will have a major ministry center that'll be a place where we're putting out books and tapes and CDs and DVDs, and people will be coming in from all around the world. We've already seen it. And they'll be coming saying, "Whoa, we're going to go to Williston. I know it's 25 below zero, but hey, pastor's got a warm room with lots of heat, all right?" And y'all will come, and people will come from all over the world. But even though that's the vision where it's going to be, we already got the piece of property in our sights, already got our faith on it, already is very effective for what we need. We're still here today, and all of us are doing today what needs to be done for that day down the road. Can somebody shout glory? And it causes grace, it causes growth in the body for the edifying of itself in love. Are you guys working on that verse with me? The grace of God worked more abundantly. I need everybody to be working on that verse because now we need to be there. The grace of God seems like it's in Corinthians, but it might be in Acts. First Corinthians, yeah, that makes sense. 15:10. Of course we knew that was where it was. What's going on? Why didn't you guys know that?
That is the one.
Look at this. Let's read verse 9, and we'll read down through 11. I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle. Why would Paul say he's not worthy to be called an apostle? All of those men had been with Christ, and Paul was trying to kill all those men. And so it's 1 Corinthians 15, 9 through 11. He's saying, I was trying to kill all y'all. I'm not worthy to be called one of you. Look at 10. No, 9. Because I persecuted the church. 10. But by the grace of God, by his empowering presence, coming on Paul to make him what he wanted him to be, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. I labored more abundantly than you all. Paul worked hard. Why? Felt like he had a lot to make up. And yet, not I, but the grace of God, which was with me, was working. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preached, and so you believed. Paul is telling you, I worked hard, but the grace of God was working harder than all of us have worked. Hey, what we're doing here, this isn't simple. This isn't easy, it's simple. This isn't simple, it's easy. I don't know what you call it. This is a serious commitment to make. But you know what? Don't worry about my commitment. His grace is working in all of us.
Amen.
You know, it's like Sister Phyllis coming out and putting them closing verses and adding verses and her wonderful, joyful spirit that she has. And it just comes off of her, right off of the page. How did we find Phyllis K. Raymond? We didn't know her. I have no idea how Phyllis got here. I'm just glad she's here.
Amen.
And may God send another 50 just like her. Amen? And the blessing of God be there. See, Paul's saying, I'm really not worthy for this position. When you feel that way, you can't hide in your unworthiness because God said to Jeremiah, hey, don't say you're a kid and you can't speak. I'm going to put my words in your mouth, and you stand up and speak my words. It's like Brother Summerall the other night when we was watching it, when he said he would go to the farmers. Did we watch that the other night here? We didn't? For these guys?
Okay, yes, yes.
Yeah. And he told the farmers, I'm here because I got to live, and I got to preach to somebody, so it's you. I feel sorry for you, but thank you for being here so I can live. And yet God blessed him to love those people and help them. And a great revival followed Lester Summerall everywhere he went. He didn't have any Bible school training. He went from hating God, dying in the bed one day, and like 2 days later got up to go preach and evangelize the world and go preach. And he did. And he hated preachers and churches. But see, the grace of God was with him. The blessing of God was with him. The anointing of God is with him. And it's the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Now, where do we go next, Jesus? All right, let's go there. Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah. We just have to let's slow down a bit. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, 25 and 26. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, and 25 and 26. Excuse me. Come to Jesus. But don't come back here till you want Jesus. Good. Isaiah 40:18. Do not remember the former ways of weakness and crying and loneliness and sorrow and sadness. Okay, that was the Cottle paraphrase. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Because I'm doing a new thing in you and with you and for you and by you and around you and through you. Say it with me. God's doing a new thing.
God is doing a new thing.
And it's going to flow right through me. And it's going to flow right through you.
Amen.
Wow, that's awesome. Aww. Thank you, Phyllis.
I love it.
Okay, nobody else gets to make me cry tonight, all right? Come on, what you guys doing here? God's doing a new thing. Behold, now it will spring forth. You know, it's like Sister Felicia just said. She already had the group there. It was already in her heart to do it. Well, you know what? Now she's doing it with the empowerment and the gift and the grace of God.
Yeah.
And every day you open up that page or group, whatever it is, open that up and say, Father, you have anointed me to do this. May your anointing flow and the yokes be destroyed in these people's lives. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And the Old Testament Isaiah said, the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. Well, what's the anointing? The power of the Holy Spirit in your life and in my life, and that empowerment is going to help you go do it. Don't try to do this stuff in your own strength. Throw yourself completely into God's hands and say, use me to be a blessing for you. And all of a sudden, he's going to be using you. Even now, it will spring forth. You will know it. And where there didn't seem to be a way, didn't seem to be a road, I'm going to tell you right now, God is going to make a way. Restate that. I failed shorthand. All right. That was at minute 58 on YouTube. Yeah, 58, YouTube, Felicia. No, you just, when you open up that page, you just sit there and say, Father, by the grace of God that is in my life, by the power of the Holy Spirit, help me reach every person connected to me, and may I go all over the world with this. Why? Because you got an anointing on you. You come here at night and receive it. And now you get to go out and share it everywhere you are. You wait and see what God's going to do with you. You're going to be a new you. You didn't even know it was in there. Why? Because all of this old stuff will now be broken off. And what will be left will be the beautiful picture of who you are that God made you when he puts you in your mama's womb and you were born into this world. Verse 25, I am he who blots out your transgression for my own sake. Jesus just said he's doing it. God said he's doing it for his own sake. I will not remember your sins. So that means you got to stop remembering them, no matter how bad you think they were or ashamed you were of them. I remembered Pastor Dr. Barkley telling us a story one time in a leadership conference about a pastor friend of his whose wife was a professional call girl. Just hear that. She was a call girl, not to the pastor. He wasn't in sin. Leanne looked at me like, sign of the cross. All right, let's do this again. Told us the story of a pastor and his wife, who his wife had once been a call girl.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
What's a call girl? She was a professional call girl, and she would go with professional men to events and different things. But of course, that always usually meant afterwards also meant sex. And he asked the lady how many different men she thought she'd been with. And it was a huge number. And he said, how did you get past that? She's like, Pastor, if it's not the grace of God, how would anybody get past it? She said, it's his grace. He forgave me. That person who I was has nothing to do with who I am. I have been made a new creation in Christ Jesus. I don't even remember that old life. The old things have passed away, and all things have become new, and I'm operating in His grace. And you, if you knew the people, you would never know, because she's just a beautiful woman of God. You would never know that God turned her around from that depth of sin and frustration that she was living in. And yet God turned it around. Why? Because she submitted to His grace. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your past looks like. It doesn't matter how good you were, bad you were. If you got 1, 2, 3, 10 different marriages, it does not matter. It does not matter. I was led here and was leery, stayed and fought because I kept hearing what I believed and am now learning more and can't get enough of. I'm glad you stuck around too. I remember those days. We remember those days when you said, there's a voice that keeps telling me not to be here. Punch that sucker in the face so he throat punch that voice so he can't talk no more. And all we kept saying is, wait, are we leading you in the paths of righteousness? Are we leading you in the paths where Jesus would lead you? And guess what? God's doing it. Say this with me again. God is doing a new thing. In my life right now, God is doing a new thing in my life. Well, where we were supposed to get tonight was God is doing a new thing. Walk in righteousness by faith. So we're not quite walking in the righteousness verses that we were going to tonight, but we sure are walking in the paths of righteousness by faith through grace. And look at what's going on in our teaching tonight because of it. Romans. Let's go to Romans. Romans. And let's go hold on, I got to find my verse I'm looking for here. Romans chapter 5, I think. Romans chapter 5. Yeah, there's so much here. Woo! Verses 1 and 1 through 5. Therefore, what do you do when you see a therefore? Romans 5, 1 through 5. Look how Paul starts it out. Therefore, the past does not define you. No, it does not. Amen. The Lord makes a new creation when a believer gets faith. In my life, and I'm feeling it. Hope you can out up with me. But I got to say, praise the Lord, I finally have heat and I'm getting sleepy. Mary, if you sit there and fall asleep, it'll be all right. Just don't snore loud. Don't snore loud because we don't want to hear you snore, but it'll be all right. Therefore, Romans 5:1, therefore, having been justified by faith, you can't work justification up. You have to receive it. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Now watch. Verse 2. Through whom we have access by faith into the grace in which we stand. What is the grace in which you stand? The empowering presence of God that empowers you to reach out and receive the revelation that He's got for you.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 through 12 says, to him, it has been given to you and me to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, it has not been given. But to everyone who has revelation, more revelation will be given. And how are you going to get it? Standing in this grace, functioning in your place, making it all come to pass. Now, goodness sakes alive, did we fall off the creek bank and just fall right down in the water? Amen in Jesus' mighty name. I bind the enemy trying to remind me of mistakes I made in my life. Amen.
Yep.
Amen. Brother Hagin said, Brother Kenneth E. Hagin said that the devil would come and try to remind him. I mean, he was 16 years old, had nobody to teach him the walk of faith. He was learning it all by himself, dying in his sickbed. But he said as soon as he got healed, he would be out and the devil would remind him of what things he'd done wrong. And one day he said, God, how do I deal with this devil? And he said, just like that, it came back in his spirit. That in your past, it's just a picture. It is not alive, so it can only be just a picture. Say it with me. My past is just a picture. It has no power over you. You and I have been granted access by faith into this grace in which we stand. I didn't know I had faith. Yes, when you said, Jesus, I receive you, you're functioning in faith. Because nobody handed you a piece of Jesus when you said that. By faith, you reached up into the heavenlies and said, I receive you. He came into your life and transformed you from darkness to light, bam, that fast. And what is it? We have access by faith into this grace in which we stand every day and function. Now look, look at verse 15. The free gift is not like the fence, for by one man's offense, many died. How much more the grace of God and the gift of grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounds to many. Say it with me. I'm functioning and flowing in God's grace. Well, you sure am, you sure am, you sure am. My past is just a picture. You know what? I'm gonna do it too. Everybody just type it in. My past is just a picture. It has no power over me. Type it right in there. I can't write that fast. Remember, Roger, Sister Leanne always puts the verses in at the end of the program in the family thread. And you're a part of that. And if you're having trouble with that, always remember, you can find that there, and you can find it in the notes of every program. I always add the verse references, so you'll be able to go back and get that. That was Matthew 13, 10 through 12.
Yeah, and that's at the bottom of the comments right now.
My past is just a picture. It has no power over me. Some of those pictures, you just need to burn them. People are like, woo! Some of those pictures, you just got to burn them. Get rid of the evidence. Why? Because you don't want it stopping you. I'm functioning and flowing in the Grec 3 of God. God is so good. I love the word. I love the word too, Grec 3. Phyllis is functioning grace to the third power. Look at her. How'd she do that? I love it. I love it. I'm so glad you typed that in there. I'm copying that and putting it right in my notes. I'm functioning and flowing in the Grac 3 of God. Amen. We're going to call you Phyllis Grac 3 Raymond from now on. Thank you. Now I can concentrate on the board of good word. Amen. Hallelujah, Brother Roger. God bless you. God bless your efforts. God bless your hope and your development, man.
Amen.
Woo! Who knows where we is at? Well, I'm over here in Book of Romans.
Romans? I thought you were in Matthew.
No.
You didn't ever go to Matthew?
No, we just referred to Matthew, so thank you for putting it in there. But we're actually in Romans, and we're going to look at Romans now 5:17. Watch this. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, how much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the free gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Lost my script. My yeah. Oh, there it is. Said early not to talk in church. It's frowned upon. I think that you doing this way is a good thing. You get to know your congregation. You see where everyone is. And we're not just people listening to you for 2 hours. Amen. You would never get that. People wouldn't stay for 2 hours. I think the interaction is very specifically needed in the church. It's all right, fellas. I like Grack 3.
Yeah. We do.
We might even start t-shirts with Grack 3. What is that? That is Phyllis Raymond functioning in grace, man.
Grace is the third power.
Verse 17 says, we have received the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness, and because of it, we will reign in life. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. We will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. This is good stuff. There's only one way you receive salvation, faith. By faith through grace. Only one way you receive righteousness, by faith through grace. Only one way you receive the wisdom of God, by faith through grace. Only one way you receive revelation, by faith, through grace, bam, revelation hits you. And you and I gathering this revelation and keeping track of it, my goodness sakes alive, does God ever get involved to make things happen? Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, let's go down here. Verse 20. And 21, Romans 5, 20 and 21. You don't have far to turn because you are already there. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace does much more abound. It's just a picture. And grace has wiped away all the damage of that picture. It's his grace. It's his empowering presence. Amen, Brother Roger. Amen. I love this man, Jesus. Thank you for bringing Roger Oxley to this group of believers. Last verse. Joel chapter 2. Holding my eyes open with toothpick. Praying all is well until we meet again. Mary, we love you. May your sleep be sweet and blessed.
We do love you.
When you wake up in the morning, jump out of bed and just scream it. I'm going to tear this world up today with my love and grace. Joel chapter 2, verse 25. 5 through 29 is the references. Good night, ma'am. God bless you. You're a giant in faith to us, Mary. 25. I will restore the years that the locust has eaten. I will restore to you the years the locust has eaten. Then he talked about the swarming, the crawling, the chewing. Verse 26. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Say this with me. I got more than enough, to function in my place according to my grace. And I will eat my bread in plenty. I'm going to eat my bread in plenty. And praise the name of the Lord God, who has dealt wondrously with me. Look at this statement. And my people will never be put to shame. He's restoring your years. He's filling you with plenty. And my people will never be put to shame. It's by grace, through faith, and it's given to you. Then you will know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. Why? Because my people shall never be put to shame.
It is written.
In the mighty name of Jesus. By grace, through faith, bring in your supply, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Our title tonight was God is doing a new thing. Walk in righteousness by faith. That's our title. And these notes I have, we didn't go that way. He got the job done because you and I reached out and said, I want an answer. I want an answer in the mighty name of Jesus. You ready? Let's pray a prayer tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you. Lord, I know the feeling because I was there. I wanted more word and 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 more word. And I bless these brothers and sisters of ours. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You are doing such a marvelous work in their lives. May every one of them, may every one of us this year be completely debt-free. Unhindered, unencumbered by any debt. Functioning in your grace. Because you're coming quickly to us. Right now, early in the year, quickly you're coming. And you're bringing your reward with us. Because we've been faithful. Thank you, sir. Bless every one of our brothers and sisters with a revelation to a greater degree than they've ever seen it. Of the grace of God, of the grace of God that's in their life. May that empowering presence fill their lives and shock our enemy because of the blessing that you bring to them. I speak this blessing now in your mighty name, Jesus. I truly do. I speak it by the power of the Holy Spirit. I speak it as my place in the body of Christ, as a voice of faith that burns with the presence of the Lord. I bless these today, and we thank you that they receive it. We thank you that they receive it. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. And for your glory, Lord, and for your glory. Bless them, Lord. Bless everybody on Blog Talk Radio. We don't even get to see them, but Lord, we want to hear from them. Help them find a way to send us a postcard or something that just says, glory, hallelujah, and we'll know exactly what it is. Wow, never thought about that. Some of these nations, they may not be able to, they may not even be able to communicate. So just send us a postcard that says, glory, hallelujah, and that'll be enough. We'll know exactly what that means, because we're going to be a blessing to you. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, this is a good word. Sister Leanne has put the verses in already. Let me remind you of how to capture those verses. If you click on that post she made and then click the reply button, it should give you the ability to copy and paste them on your phone. You can just highlight it, hold your finger on it real quick, and it'll highlight it, and you'll be able to copy it and paste it right into your notes, wherever it is you're taking notes. I'm going to move them right now myself, because I always like to have them in my notes. And while I'm talking to you, I can do two things, because I do know how to chew gum and walk at the same time. Nobody got it. Nobody got it. But it's all right. I'm not offended, or my feelings aren't hurt at all. But it's the truth, all right? Here we go. Let's receive our communion together. Love you, Rebecca. Love you. Don't miss out on communion, but don't spill it all over yourself either. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. You can only do that when you're not trying to. Doesn't that just frustrate you, Felicia? That's the most frustrating thing in the world. You're like, I know this does this. And why are you not letting me do it right now? And literally, Sister Leanne and I had one before the program started.
Oh, my goodness.
That what we were trying to get done takes 5 minutes, takes 3 minutes. And it literally took us 25 minutes.
And then we didn't know it was successful until we actually started the program and went, woo-hoo, it did work.
Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Brother Roger Oxy, you're the usher today. Please hand out the communion elements. Mm-hmm. Already did it. Well, there's a new one. Let's start with a P.
Yep.
You got it. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. I love it. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Thank you, Father, for that. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. I like it that I can be bold in the day of judgment. You know why? Because you ain't guilty. And it's all washed away. Watch this. Why? Because as he is right now, seated together in heavenly places with our Father, so are we in this world. He's the head, and we're the body. You might say, Pastor, I never heard anybody use this kind of stuff for communion. I know. They failed communion class in college. Verse 18, there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Verse 19, somebody added that tonight. We love him because he first loved us.
Amen.
He first loved us. There's no fear in the communion element if you come here and receive the word and receive the instruction and judge yourself. There's no fear in the communion elements. Pastor, how do I judge myself? You simply make a declaration out of your mouth. I need you, Lord, in my life. And you're not going to be here unless you need the Lord in your life. That makes you worthy to receive the communion elements. Are you ready? We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. We're going to pray the prayer of rededication. And if you've already been saved and you now need to be rededicated, this is the prayer of faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Some of you whose past continually seems to linger, don't miss the broken body and the blood of Jesus, and you make a proclamation every time. This is the last time I'm fighting with this stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Pray this prayer with me right now. In Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every day.
In every day.
In every way.
In every way.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Thank you, Lord. Say it with me. I believe in you, Jesus.
I believe in you, Jesus.
And I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Just put your hands out and just receive him in me. Thank you, Lord. Now pray this. Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful
life. As a believer every day.
As a believer.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. If that is the first time you prayed that prayer, I declare welcome to the kingdom of God. We're glad to have you in the family of God. This is who we are, and this is what we look like. You don't have to wear a Harley-Davidson shirt like me, but you sure can. I like my Harley shirts. They're nice, comfortable. They keep me warm. They're well made. Lady was by a well when she made them. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light in one prayer. You should have experienced it. Because God never does something to you. He takes you from and puts you into. You went from fear into faith. I didn't know about fear, Pastor. Well, when you sin, you're afraid because that's going to get you eternal damnation. But as soon as you come to God, he fills you with the faith. Now, I love this one. You went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. Because you prayed that prayer and said, I receive you. Said, you can't beat your sin in your own strength. Nobody can. None of us can. Stop trying to receive his righteousness. The Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt that one. They're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. I love it. You're now part of the family. And we're glad to have you here with us. From this day forward, your responsibility is to grow and develop in God. And you found a great community of faith to get it done in right here, this community of faith. Join us. We got over 600 teachings that can be a blessing to you in one way or another. All of it is very natural, very normal, just like this communication you saw tonight. And all of it will produce inside of you life and health and hope and strength. It really will. And it'll be a blessing to you and to your family in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. They put my email address website in there so that you can have the opportunity to get in touch with us. If you need to send me a message, send me a letter, send me an email, ask me a question, ask us to pray for you. Because we're here to help you walk with God. And anything we can do, we would be glad to do in Jesus' mighty name. I have 10 verses I believe are the most foundation verses of the Bible. I encourage you to send me an email and say, Pastor, can I have them? And I'll email you back. And it'll be a blessing to you and your family. In Jesus' mighty name. And now, for those of you that's new, your first act as a new believer is you get to receive the communion element for the first time. How amazing is that? In your first 5 minutes of being a born-again Christian, you get to receive the communion of
Him. Hallelujah.
Woo! Now, get you some elements, get you some bread and some juice. That's what God likes. But whatever you got a cookie and some water, you got Cheez-Its and a Gatorade. Let's receive the communion together. Amen, fellas. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
You were wounded.
You were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised
for my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace
is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
in the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of
faith. I receive this now.
I receive this now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Jesus, you alone are worthy. Glory to your name. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
away. And all things have become new.
And all things.
And I thank you for it.
Thank you for it, Lord.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass
and
over.
Cannot be on me or my family.
Cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't you love him?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Just like that. I heard an old hymn. But I don't know that I can sing it. So let's sing one we do know. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Because you first loved me. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Because you first loved me. Well, I don't know if it's a hymn. Brother Roger always wants us to sing it. It's more like a Southern gospel song. All right. Let me see if I can grab them real quick here. It's really probably not a very doctrinally sound song, all right, just because it's not a very doctrinally sound song, but it sure was fun
to sing it.
I was standing by the window on one cold and cloudy day when I saw the hearse come rolling to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Well, the reality is about this song. He said we're going to live like days of heaven on earth. So I don't know that this is a hymn. This is just somebody missing their mama. Did you know that?
I didn't.
You didn't.
I guess I never knew the song or the words to that song.
Well, you know.
Other than may the circle be unbroken.
By Lord, by and by. Yeah. There's a better place awaiting.
I didn't even know that.
In the sky, Lord. In the sky. But he said we're supposed to live like days of heaven on earth.
Well, yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. So, thank you, Felicia. That was a great question.
Yeah.
And it really pulled the Word of God in together tonight. And appreciate your gift. And may God bless you. May God bless the work you do over there.
Yeah.
And you know what? Every one of them is like, I need the life you got. Tell them, well, y'all come now. And then you'll have a whole crowd of them over there. And you're going to be a blessing to people.
Yeah,
and your own life will be filled with health and strength. And God's doing a new thing in the Iker home.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, don't know how many we got left with us. Sister Phyllis, you're there. Felicia's there. Brother Roger's there. Thank you guys for all your help tonight. As you always are. I want to say this again. Right while you were living today, underneath your nose, 39 earthquakes happened on this earth today. So I got to say this on purpose. Make sure you're continually looking up because your redemption is drawn nigh. Vamala Gopalan was with us tonight.
Hi,
Julian and Vamala. We love you guys. We bless you tonight. We bless your families tonight. We bless your health tonight. We bless your wealth and your banana trees tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. And may the mangoes grow good. Sister Elaine Tafila, we bless you. We bless all our brothers in Pakistan, all our brothers in Africa and Australia. And South America and around the world, all over Europe, Russia, Asia, we welcome you. We bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. If you've never felt like you were a part of something big, you are definitely a part of something big now. And you ready? It's just like Amway, only better. You're getting in on the ground floor.
Wants to come up here and go ice fishing.
All right. There's some great ice fishing up here, bro. They catch them muskies and paddlefish. That guy caught a paddlefish out here that weighed 135 pounds. 135-pound paddlefish. And the walleye fishing's good, and the bass fishing's good. And besides that, a whole lot of snowmobiling out there in the lake. The ice is thick, just not thick enough for a semi yet. Anyways. All right, guys. Till we see you tomorrow at lunch at noon for prayer for the United States of America, around the world, and you. This is what we have to say. Remember this.
We love you.
We do. And God loves you.
He does.
And Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he
is. He is, he is, he is. Here we go. What is a paddle fist a paddle